Devin Green takes no prisoners. On today's show, we've got the very funny Devin Green, queen of YouTube, raised by Arctic wolves in the cold Canadian tundra, here to talk about how to stimulate the economy and turn garbage into gold. Is America becoming more like Canada now that Obama is referring to the country as a patchwork quilt rather than a melting pot?
Devin and Fausto cook up a pilot for a new TV show featuring an openly gay wheelchair-bound physicist and his karate-chopping nurse who solve crimes and foil the bad guys. Will Hollywood bite the bait?
Lots of wild animal news. Police find over 100 feral animals running wild in a mobile home in California.
A heartless woman gets arrested for allegedly tossing a puppy from a second-story window.
The risks of eating Japanese blowfish nuts.
And real-life bug chasers, people who fetishize getting infected with larger-than-average crab lice.
Plus, whack astrology, saddlebacking, and Obama's transition team having moved into the White House find out that the whole U.S. government computer system is in the dark ages.
Did the Bush people steal all the O's from the computer keyboards?
No, they didn't. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
And this is Feast of Fools. Feast of Fools is made possible by generous support of fantastic, fabulous listeners just like you.
We really couldn't do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
We've got your canary in the coal mine of crazy t-shirts. Get them while they're hot. Thank you for your support.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Steamworks, Gym Sauna, and Baths.
Release the pressure! Saca la presión, Steamworks.
Steamworks is a comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, Washington, and now Vancouver, British Columbia. When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fools on the promo code field to get your very special discount. Remember, folks,
play hard, play smart.
Well, hello.
Hi, Devin Green.
What have you boys been up to?
It's a tickle party.
I'm heartbroken, Devin.
Why are you? Yeah, what happened to you?
Because I made apple crisp last night, and what's the best part of the apple crisp?
The core, the worm.
The butter.
No, the stuff you put on top, but the butter was sitting next to an onion, so it tasted like onion, so I had made onion apple crisp, and it's nasty.
Oh, my God.
I know you don't eat, but...
Glorious. That's very funny. Are we recording right now?
We are.
Oh, well, I will tell you this. I'm deathly allergic to apples.
No, you're not.
I am. Joel will go to... He'll come home from set, and if he sneaks an apple, if he cheats on me... and it kisses me on the cheek, I will get a huge welt.
No way.
Yeah.
So you could never play Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz where they throw apples at you. You would die. How is somebody allergic to apples? How is that possible?
Well, I think growing up as a wolf child in the far remote regions of the boreal forests,
when
I immigrated to a big city with escalators and doodads, I never had the fresh fruit. I had powdered milk and powdered potatoes and powdered eggs. And
thankfully, you're not allergic to raw hunted meat.
I have zero problem with that.
With caribou and seal.
I am old school fan of gnawing on the blubber.
So are you allergic to other things besides apples?
Yeah.
People that are allergic to like beans are also allergic to like peanuts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some odd things. Like I get drunk off of chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, I can't have chocolate either.
So you actually get drunk?
Are you like the little girl that grew up in the plastic bubble?
I am.
Now she can be free in the world.
It's called an igloo in Canada. Igloo.
Hey, very quickly, I hope you two got all the gifts that Joel Santa sent over to you when he came down. And hope you got to lick his cane a little bit.
Well, unfortunately,
Naked
Santa did not come to our house. Did you read the comments? Somebody was really, they were upset. They're like, I can't believe you hit on Devin's husband like that. And I was just like, I thought I was talking to Naked Santa.
Oh, no. You know what? Be really clear on this.
Uh-huh.
Joel and I pretty much have zero. If there's something we don't want to talk about, we don't talk about it. Would I ever put down Joel, or would I make him ever feel uncomfortable? Never. I'm actually very respectful of his talent. And Joel mm-hmm. is very straight up about having, you know, growing up with a gay father. You know, with all that stuff, mm-hmm. absolutely no problem. And Joel can speak for himself.
So you're bringing it up here.
Yeah.
This year, Sean Penn is up for a Best Actor nominee for an Oscar award for his portrayal of Harvey Milk in the film Milk. Yep. Now, your husband is a hotshot Hollywood actor who's been in lots of films. I just can't remember them all. He's been in so many off the top of my head. But if Joel was offered a hotshot Hollywood role to play gay, would he do it? And it would have to kiss a guy on a screen?
Oh, gosh, I think you just have to ask him.
Is he there?
You know, he's not.
I am, honey.
I'm so sorry. You know what?
I think he'd do it.
But you know your husband well enough.
What does he care?
You know your husband well enough.
Would you encourage him to do it?
Of course. You know what? If it's a great script, I would love to see. You have to understand. I love watching Joel. He'll do, like, heavy Renaissance language, 3-hour play that's total bastard. I just love watching him act. You know, he really brings things to life, and if he feels that there's a really good story and he's motivated, he'll do it. He's a really great actor.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
How does a heterosexual, presumably heterosexual man, motivate himself to do a same-sex kissing scene?
Well, you've come to the right girl.
I like your style, Devin.
How would you vote? Well, I don't see it, you know, for me, I wouldn't see it as, hey, I'm gay, I gotta, you know, bang a breeder. You know, I would just see humans, you know, interacting.
So let me change the question.
Just like when you guys hire a hooker, it's a transaction.
Well, how about you, Devin? Would you play? Would you play a little lesbian scene?
Yeah. Would you do like in the remake of Desert Hearts? Would you star in that?
Or Little Foxes?
Oh, I guess someone hasn't done their homework and seen my cameo in Back Soon, where I get into a wicked knife fight, and then I emancipate a girl's lips.
Really?
Oh, I haven't seen. Is that on YouTube? Can we see it?
Is there a clip? It's called Back Soon. It's a guest house film, and you may see Joel a cameo in there as a doctor.
Oh,
and he goes, Mrs. Devin, I am very concerned about your well-being with these knife fights you get into. It's not a proper lesbian etiquette behavior. So you actually have done it, and so what do you say to, like, all these people who are like, I would never kiss somebody the same sex?
Oh, gosh, you know what? They have to be cut. You know what? That's the last thing. I don't want to watch an actor's neuroses on stage or on film.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to do it, then don't do it.
Well,
but don't be a pussy face about it and go, well, you know what I mean? It's like certain girls, they won't... I won't do any feminine product and make a big deal of it. Well, then shut your pie hole and let someone else who will gladly do it.
But is that even an issue in Hollywood anymore? I thought everybody's dying to play gay. Everybody wants to have that same-sex kiss, don't they? I mean, with Milk going on.
Gay is the new retard.
Jim Carrey has it.
Gay is the new retard. You play gay in a movie, chances are you'll get an Oscar.
You used to
add some Nazi in there, too.
A gay Nazi.
Triumvirate.
Well, it's not just but it's also handicapped too. Because remember my left foot, and there was all those things where people were either handicapped or they were retarded, and they won an Oscar.
I want to play a gay retarded person in a wheelchair
that escapes
in a movie,
concentration camp.
Escapes a concentration camp, and Devin is my hotshot lawyer.
Oh.
And we together solve crimes.
That is the best pitch I've heard.
It'd be a hit, don't you think so? I want to go. Can we arrange it when we go to Los Angeles? Can we arrange a meeting?
Yes.
With a Hollywood producer.
Yes.
By a swimming pool, where we pitch this to them and see what the reaction is.
Oh, I'm gonna make that happen. That is so worth it. Look at for the
look. Are you getting retarded? I even. You know what I'll do? I'll do method acting. I'll show up in a wheelchair. And Mark could be my male nurse.
And I'm going to have two crutches and just say I'm polio-ick.
So, Devin, the last time we talked to you was with Naked Santa. It was just before Christmas. Oh. And you were talking about how excited you were for Boxing Day. So did you get your box stuffed? Because I don't know what Boxing Day is. What do you do for Boxing Day?
My box is rarely unstuffed. There's nary a day when... Sometimes you need to aerate it and give it some breathing.
Do you
room.
Put like those styrofoam peanuts in there? You know.
Well, Boxing Day, you know, it's usually filled with the murmur of 1,000 little people dancing around the old pole. It's quite a workout. There are a lot of Canadian holidays.
Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
But that's international, though.
Are there any poorly celebrated Canadian holidays we don't yet know about?
I'm so glad you've come to me. Mm-hmm. I'm here to educate. Gentlemen, you relax for 1 second.
Okay.
There's Metric Day, where we turn back our 10-hour clock and throw meter sticks at each other. There's Anglican Lashings, where Catholics that are lesser, which are Anglicans, they proselytize themselves. We have Spotted Hoot Owl Day, where we glaze them and bake them with yams and stuffing. We have Six Nights of Trivial Pursuit, where each night you take a piece of pie, and in the spring maybe we have Doug Henning Day, where if the children poke a stick at Doug Henning and he disappears, there's not going to be a new Alanis Morissette album. That's the kind of fun that we have in Canada.
Wow.
Do you have like a Doug Henning life-size poster in your living room?
I forgot who Doug Henning was. Is he a magician?
It's the magic
Canadian
of illusion.
Musician. Or, I'm sorry, magician.
He's the guy who coined the phrase, it's by the magic of illusion. And then he did car commercials for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And made the cars disappear.
He was Canadian?
He was Canadian.
He was very Canadian. He also, he had this thing called yogic flying, where he would cross his legs and he would be on a mat. And through his ass power...
I remember that.
He would get himself into the air, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that there were people that he actually started some sort of political faction in Canada where he wanted to have these yogic followers, and he was trying to be part of politics in Canada, and he said that would cure the world and, more importantly, Canada.
You know, interesting enough, I think the Falun Gong also practiced that too.
That's a powerful bottom technique.
It's when you bottom. When you do the lotus position, for a lot of people don't know, and you bounce so much that you're actually like go up about a foot in the air, and then people photograph you. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you're levitating.
You know what? That's exactly what it is. As ludicrous as it sounds.
I know. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's like, I know exactly. Devin, you and I are like connected psychically.
So is he a folk hero up there?
Oh, he's a folk hero. Oh, yes. So there's lots of folk.
Tell me the story of Doug Henning, a man who knew how to fly.
You know what? You, my good man, have a musical in your heart.
He does.
He really does, doesn't he?
It's got to come out.
What's he like when you take him out to karaoke? Does he just snatch and grab that microphone and he kicks his fans away and says, don't approach the stage?
We usually get our friend, last time we went to karaoke, we went with a little person who was on the show.
Yeah.
And we convinced him to take his shirt off and do one-arm push-ups.
Because we're like, the only way you're going to win is if you take your shirt off and do one-arm push-ups. Because you have to create a spectacle. You got to have something for
people
to watch.
You got to win.
Because it was for like $150 was the prize.
And it was stiff competition. I made it to round three.
But the thing with the thing with karaoke, though, especially like, you know, people, the culture of it is that it's the same people that go every week. So they root for each other. And it's like, you know, it's like a family. So if you're an outsider coming in, it's hard to win.
But I made it to the third round, and our little friend went it to the second round, and then the first round is the winner.
Okay, so he was in the top three or something like that.
I was in the top three. He was in the top two.
Did you cry?
Huh?
I took pictures.
No, we laughed. We had a good time.
Were you devastated? Was like your heart and your throat?
Well, it was a little bit broken.
Go ahead, go sing.
But what was really fun, though, is the owner of the bar took us down into the basement to show us the underground passages. Because here in Chicago, there's like underground passages where they would like transport coal or
and
booze
dead
or bootleg stuff.
Course. And the rum runners.
Yeah, the rum runners. And there was an ancient toilet down there from where there was a park nearby. And there was these giant urinals. You and I, Devin, could fit into a urinal, and we could sit there and have
a cubicle.
No, it's not just a cubicle; it's like an actual like urinal, but like they were on the floor. You and I could have a picnic lunch inside these things that are so big. When you come to Chicago, I'm going to take you there, and we're going to take pictures. It's a perfect setting for a porno or something.
It's a good, publicity photos for you.
Yes.
Oh, I love that idea. So listen, we're just squeezing, we're waxing and waning out of January into February. It's the start of a new year. I hope your birthday, I believe, is coming up.
And yours is too.
So is mine.
Yours is the 31st, right?
It is the janvier 31. January 31st. What would you like for your birthday?
What would I like for my birthday? What do I want for my birthday? I don't know.
You want clothes?
I'd like some clothes.
And a gym. You want a gym membership down the street?
Yes. I also want to get my crown. I need a tooth that needs
dental
a crown.
Work.
So I'm gonna get a crown for my birthday.
Little nose job too?
No nose
facelift.
Job. The nose is okay.
Oh
facelift.
My God,
a couple
don't
years.
Change your nose.
No, I won't change my nose.
Yeah.
Maybe like a tummy tuck.
I'll never find
But you know what I've been thinking about, though, and I had this brilliant idea, too, as I'm going to try and make some party hats for my party out of some construction paper, I think, gray construction paper, and I'm going to make Aretha Franklin paper hats.
Great.
That's with
funny.
A giant bow and
what?
Glitter. You know, from the inauguration.
Thought that was a good idea.
Obviously, she did.
You know what? Though it's got her a lot of free publicity.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about the hat.
Do you honestly think it was for publicity or for manic crazy?
Manic crazy.
I think she saw it and she liked it. You know, you have to understand African American women in this country have a long tradition of outrageous hats.
I saw a hat and I think I liked it.
And so she saw that hat and she was just like, she wanted something dark, like gray, because, you know, these things, I don't know, she wanted something respectful.
Was that her conservative, respectful hat?
It was. I think if it had been red or pink or fuchsia or something like that, it would have been a little over the top. But I think keeping it gray really just kind of like...
If it's gray, it's okay.
It.
Devin, what you know, so changes on the way. With Obama in office, besides changing your husband diapers, what are you changing in 2009?
I would like to change everything about other people.
That's a good idea.
And how would you accomplish that?
Because I can't change you enough because you don't need changing. You're delicious just the way you are.
I think I did a boo-boo in my diapers, Devin. I think I need you to take a look at it.
Did you soil yourself? Are you
sliding
across the carpet like a yard dog?
I think I did, Mommy. You don't mind me if I call you Mommy, do you?
Oh, no. You can if you can suckle off my little A cups, when anything comes out of yours.
Speaking of which, did you know cows that if you give a cow a name, it'll produce more milk? So the cattle that are treated as individuals claim to have more active udders than cows that are just treated like nobodies.
Oh my God, that's how I am too.
So
I produce lots more juice when I'm named.
Devin.
Like, oh Devin, and you're just like, yeah, just flowing.
See, I just soiled myself.
Yes, yeah, I'm kind of like that too. When they go, oh God, I just makes me.
come more.
Well, does this apply for like sheep? If sheep have names, do they get more wool?
I don't know.
If cows are named, do they make they're more milk, but are they tastier? Or do chickens? Do chickens lay more eggs if you name them?
Well, I think if they have music, if they hear a soothing hold on, do chickens even have ears?
Yes, yeah, they do. They can hear. That's why they cluck at each other.
Yes, they're cluckers. Oh.
They go, wah, wah, wah. They're not doing it for entertainment.
You know how self-centered I am? I thought chickens clucked so I'd know that they were there.
Don't step on me, Devin. Don't step on me.
Do you guys believe in horoscopes or...
You know, I kind of do and I kind of don't. I kind of think that it's all BS, but then when it applies to me, I think, wow, that really does apply to me.
Oh.
But I think that's the way it's set up.
Well, if you put all 5 billion people in the Earth in 12 categories, and it was probably conceived when not all the stars were actually found, and I don't know how accurate the early Mayans might have had their quadrants and sectors.
Do you even know what that means?
No.
Actually, I didn't even know what it meant until Mark explained it to me. When you hear on Star Trek, they're talking about the Alpha Quadrant, Beta Quadrant, Delta, and Gamma.
Right.
Yeah, what does that refer to?
That's the Greeks in the sky because it's broken up into houses.
Right.
No, it's the Milky Way galaxy is cut into like a pie.
Into pies.
And there's four pieces of that pie.
Right.
And so
that's
humans
on Star
live.
Trek,
that's
Alpha
on Star
quadrant,
Trek.
Yes.
So we live in the Alpha Quadrant.
Uh-huh.
So everything that takes place in Star Trek is only inside the Milky Way galaxy. Ever. There's never taken anything beyond, and there's millions of galaxies. So that I found that sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting. Does it make you feel more connected?
I do. I feel like I feel like I could connect with my own Milky Way better.
So what do you think about horoscopes? Do you believe in them?
Well,
because you're an Aquarius.
I kind of like to create my own luck. I kind of go on achievement as opposed to twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wouldn't, you know, here's the thing. I wouldn't have someone who makes, you know, $15 looking at me, guessing what my future will be and basing my life on that.
So what are you doubtful about the future? What do you want to know about looking at a horoscope that you may not already know?
Oh, God, you know what? You've asked the wrong person. I am here when I don't need to know the future. I have a pretty clear idea of the arc of how my life is going to go, and I'm open every single day for inviting new positivity and being pippy. You know,
aren't you trying to find your Uncle Louie's 5-pound box of money that was buried in the backyard?
Yes. How did you know about it?
Well, I'm psychic.
Devin, I have to tell you, one of our shows that got the most criticism for and our most reviled guest ever was a guy who did horoscopes.
A psychic astrologer, Alan Oaken.
Alan Oaken.
And he's famous.
Yeah, and he's famous. And he kept saying over and over again, I have 40 years experience in the horoscopes that rely on thousands of years of information and stuff like that. And he said it over and over again. And people were just like, oh my God, who is this guy? Shut up.
Yeah.
So...
You know what? It's not for me, but here's the thing. You have to look at if someone needs that in their life, you have to look at them and go, oh, you need something to guide you.
So you just give them a pat on the head and say, okay.
It's okay. This is where I can see. This is where you are at right now, and I'm just going to make a blanket statement. I'm going to assume that you're pretty low in the self-confident or you really need answers from outside. When you know the answer... When you got to kind of face the answer when it's inside you like that.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, absolutely, Devin. I think that's a very, very intelligent thing for you to say.
Well, and then I slapped him on the face with hush puppies and snapdragons.
Do you have a list of silly sounding words that you refer to every now and then?
She has a wallpaper and she just looks at it.
Well, I think if you guys saw the live video, I couldn't show you a better example. This is like normally how I talk.
Yeah, because you've been like doing video press conferences on Blog TV.
Well, and I keep missing them. You got to give me.
I saw one of them. And they were really good.
You have to give me like a day or two heads up.
You could subscribe to her Twitter, and she probably lets you know when it happens.
Yeah, you know what? Or actually, just go Devin Devin Green on iTunes, or just look me up on on YouTube. They're really fun, and quite a few people had asked kind of what I looked like, because I usually had done things in a costume or with a wig or voiceover, mm-hmm. and so some people were kind of curious what I actually...
They thought you were not as beautiful and ravishing as you are.
Are they surprised when they find out just how stunning and attractive you are?
Most of them can't believe the crap that comes out of my mouth. That's sort of the overwhelming.
When did the craps first start coming out of your mouth? Were you a sassy child?
You have to go back to my childhood. It was just so blank and so remote. It's hard to describe. There's like almost no horizon because the sky, the gray sky, blended right into the gray snow, and there was no tall buildings, no planes going overhead. It's just...
Because you grew up in the Arctic Circle, right?
Below. But like minus 50 Celsius weather. It was just so isolated and so, so remote. But I would like to... I hear that Chicago has very brisk winters, and I may like to want for some snow.
You can come up here. We can go down to Grant Park or Millennium Park, and we can go ice skating together.
We can make snow angels in the forest.
Yes, well, you can make snow angels. Just make sure that you're not face down again, okay?
He was drunk. But every now and then, it's been a couple years, though, since they found some drunk person. Because, when the thaw comes in March after a big snow, Drunks fall into the snowbank and then they get covered with snow and you don't find them until March.
Very true. I know exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about. And some of the fun that we would have, we would put an old car on the river and kind of bet on which day it would be warm enough for the car to melt through. those were the good times, weren't they? Hey?
So you think that the United States is becoming more like Canada now that Obama's referring to the country as a patchwork, like Canadians do, instead of a melting pot?
Oh, yes, patchwork. It's just, you're soaking in it. You don't even know. And then you get all shriveled. You look at, how it is. The patchwork, it's like a beautiful...
Mosaic.
A mosaic, a quilt of many colors. Here's what I know about quilts. By definition, I know it's an ornamental coverlet. It's stuffed and tucked through thickness and thin, a counterpane of sorts. That's what a quilt is.
Do you know, Devin, the next question on our list is actually, why do Canadians love their quilts?
Oh, because Canadians like to wrap their lower state brethren in the salted back bacon of love. Well, more importantly, Canadian pigs are different than Yankee swine. That's why they're more delicious in your mouth. You know, manners and personality taste better.
My God.
Wow.
Well, the nice thing about a quilt is that you take the rags. Mm-hmm. It's like turning garbage into gold. You know, you take rags, things that you usually throw away, and you turn into something that you want to keep and wrap yourself in. And that's what America and Canada is all about, taking garbage and turning it into gold.
I hear you, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
You get on your box, because I am with you on that. Does it matter, though? Does it matter where you end up, where you started?
Well, I'm a citizen of the cosmos.
Well, you're...
I'm a cosmopolitan, if you know what I'm saying.
I thought you were from Puerto Rico.
Well, I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, but I consider myself a citizen of many nations and an earth person.
Is that because you've touched many nations?
I have. I like to put myself in everywhere I can.
Well, we know that. It's written on the bathroom wall.
For a good time, call Fausto.
You and your glory hole. Come on.
I've never been to a glory hole, though. I've been to a glory hole
Have you ever been to a glory hole, really?
I've never stuck my penis in a glory hole because I'm afraid that someone's going to do something
nasty. I'm afraid they're going
to
bite it off or have scissors there and just be like, oh, I'll be taking this. Thank you. What are you going to do? Call the cops?
What about pleat pants?
Like pleat pants. They make me look fat.
No, the back door has a pleat. So if you're at the bar and you're like, hey, barkeep, could I have a dark and stormy whiskey sour pimblet? And then someone comes up behind you and opens the back door pleat and makes an entrance.
Wow.
I don't think such a device works. I don't think there is such a thing.
Maybe that's only my opinion.
I have to admit,
well,
though,
it's
I
when
have...
chicks have zippers on the backs of their pants. They can unzip it, and then they can just backdoor entrance.
And then, right.
Pants.
Which is called saddlebacking, we learned this week.
We learned. Yeah, if you go to saddlebacking.com, it's so saddlebacking is a new word. So it's the phenomenon of Christian teens engaging in unprotected anal sex in order to preserve their virginities. And so I'll use it in a sentence. After attending the purity ball, Heather and Bill saddlebacked all night because she's saving herself for marriage. And it comes from Reverend Warren's Saddleback Church. You know, Reverend Warren, the guy who swore in Obama or gave the prayer at his thing.
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren.
Yeah.
Pastor Rick Warren of the Saddlebacking Church.
So you know, if you have a zipper.
We did not have that church growing up.
No.
I don't know. Is that to look at any kind of sex as sex, right?
Or well, when you're gay for Jesus, Devin, you get a little sore in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That will be my next bumper sticker.
But I don't know. People will go to like all sorts of crazy extremes to preserve their virginity and stuff like that. It's just come on, you know.
This is what brings me to my question to you boys. What is in your hymen jar?
What's a hymen jar?
I guess a hymen jar is hope and change. Coins and hope. Nickels and stuff.
It's when a girl is deflowered, her hymen jumps out and it's celebratory because it's been used up and it can be preserved in a special jar that she keeps by the door.
Really? Wow. You can actually take the hymen like a little piece of meat and dry it and put it in a jar?
Like a biscuit.
Pickle it. I actually, Devin, I dated a girl who actually had part of her hymen still intact. It was like, remember the old pop top, like on the thing of a pop, where you, like that thing you would pull back and you could stick your finger through it? It was like that. It was like a little circle inside of her vaginal canal.
She had a fresca vagina?
And I would sometimes stick my finger in there and tug on it. And she's like, are you tugging on my hymen? I'd say yes. And her doctor said not to worry about it. Just someday it'll just come and it'll just rip right off. And she probably won't even feel it.
When a massive man enters her.
Yes.
And that was the last time you ever dabbled in vagine. And now it all makes sense.
One of the last, yes. I was traumatized by a partially intact hymen.
Well,
who knows what goes on down there?
It's a magical world.
Well, they have pictures
of
and stuff like that.
Wonder and imagination. Okay, so let's go through the news here. A Greensboro woman has been charged with animal cruelty after police said she threw a puppy from a second-story apartment window.
What kind of person does that?
Well, look it. Let's not point fingers yet, okay? Because I've caught tail from an open window before, okay? I have snatched some puss from a moving car. I've blown a driver.
I'm sorry, cab driver. I don't have enough money for this fare.
Is there any way
you can help a young woman out trying to succeed and get her a goal?
In Hollywood.
Hollywood. Look, when I first heard about that story, the first thing that came to my mind was even birthing and leaving a baby in a toilet at a prom has more dignity than that. You know, honestly, it's the kind of woman who, like, she'd write a note for her kid to take to the local meth store. I need my fix. Respectfully, little Nikki Jr. Esquire's mother. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, there's a certain kind of trash that you can't help. And then there's a certain kind of trash that...
It's rough.
Mind-boggling.
It's a puppy, for Christ's sakes, you know?
Yeah, here's the thing. Now, look at... She objectified that puppy. How do you deal with someone that you want to objectify?
You put a dog collar on him. You know what I'm saying? Like you did last Halloween with your husband.
No, but I don't know. I just don't think I'd throw a puppy or a person out of a window and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe the person's mentally ill and just doesn't really think.
Well, think about this story here. Well, before we go on, you know what I'd really like to see, Devin?
What, sweetie?
Is for you to recreate Madonna's infamous pumping gas in a bikini or naked.
Oh, my God.
You know, like recreate that photo in black and white. Moving on.
You know what?
What?
I would do that.
I think that would be a nice publicity photo for you.
Especially with higher gas prices now, it would be, you know, more sensational.
And
especially
Devin...
with my long, lean limbs being 5'9", and looking like a... a green praying mantis. And then have that dick. It would almost be like a gusher. Wouldn't it?
What was that? Where's a good place to pump gas on the Hollywood Boulevard or something like that, you know? Where the hey, now, I've been watching this reality TV show.
Which one?
It's called Confessions of a Teen Idol on VH1.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And they made all these washed up former teen heartthrobs
right.
walk down this paparazzi Ugh. Lane in Hollywood.
Yep.
Now, does anybody, like, when you walk down that street, if you look famous, even though you may not be a famous person, do the paparazzi just go up to you and they're like, who are you? And they start snapping photos of you?
Yeah, that can happen. Usually it depends on what you drove up in.
Oh, so it's about the car.
Well, sometimes, or if it looks like you're hanging out waiting for somebody, like, you know how some guys will give their more famous or vice versa. If the guy is famous, the girlfriend will kind of wait a little bit down the street. And, you know, because there's so many of them, it's sort of all-encompassing that they get a huge spectrum of the entire block.
So have you ever, like, put on a bikini and just walked down the street or something like that? Because I bet you would get a lot of attention.
I'm sure I would, but that's not really... Unless I'm being paid in clothing, which seems like a contradiction.
So, but I don't understand this. The spot is always just like that's where people go because they want to have their picture taken by the paparazzi.
Yes.
So you just show up there, and what is the street? I don't even.
It's on Robertson. There's a few places. There's like some regular haunts that people go to. You know, so the people who live here, when we see the pictures in any of the tabloids, you know for a fact that it was prearranged, set up. That, you know, they wanted to feel good. They needed some ego juice that day.
So I should be, like, drunk and look like I'm on heroin and passed out on the street and go there?
And they'll say, oh, my God, Chris Noth is falling off the truck.
Yes. Yes.
You could probably, like, pretend like you're Chris Noth and, like, not want to have
Foster
your picture taken.
I went onto my Facebook and friended Chris Noth under my name and just like, oh, yeah, I look like you.
Did he add you?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
I tried to add Barbara Walters as a friend on Facebook and she wouldn't do it.
Really?
Other lookalikes?
Of Chris Noth? No, I never have.
See, that's a really specific. I think you have the market cornered on that.
But see, I'm like too young. I could be his son.
You could do
it,
though. Because you're actually more attractive than Chris Noth is.
I'd have to, like, age myself with Hollywood makeup and prosthetics.
And Devin, I'll be watching, like, those vintage episodes of Law and Order, and I feel like I'm watching Mark on television.
I have to say, the resemblance is crazy. Who do you get?
Me?
Yeah, with your little bitch under your chin there.
I used to look at, when in high school, I used to look like the McCarthy guy from Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah. Foster's pretty unique looking. He doesn't really look like anybody.
No, because he's got like perfect symmetry.
Oh, go on.
And perfect Photoshop skills. How do you feel about blowfish testicles?
Oh, I can't get enough in my mouth.
Be careful. They have, like, they're poisonous.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, some guy has sent, like, 7 people to the hospital in Tokyo recently.
Only if they're cut improperly.
Right. Well, he didn't know what he was doing. It takes years and years of training to do that kind of stuff. And I guess it's just like if you have you nick it a little bit and you can taint everything else. I said
Look,
taint.
There's certain things I'm not going to mess with. I'm not going to put a live scorpion in my mouth. You know, I've skydived once. Am I going to do it again? Probably not. You know, blowfish, if it's from a street vendor, probably not. No.
I don't know. You know, it's just like those blowfish nuts just aren't salty enough for me.
Chicken tartare at the fair, going to pass.
You know. So here's a website called lovebugswithaz.net for bug chasers, literally. Ooh. It's a community for people who want to infect each other with specially bred Japanese larger than average crab lice.
That
and they get
louses.
Off on it.
They're louses, I tell ya.
Have you ever, like, I've been, the first time I ever had sex with anyone, with a guy who was deaf, he got me crabs.
Oh.
And it was not a pleasant experience.
Oh,
I can't believe I have never in all my years ever had crabs.
Well, it's because they taste one taste of you and they die.
The other thing is, though, too, is like I usually wash up after sex. So.
Well, I wash up after sex, too. But it's like these people in the community say because they're specially bred larger than average crab lice. When you're going down on somebody, you can feel the bugs crawling onto your face.
Gobble, gobble. You know what? There are some guys who won't go with girls and they give them a box of handy wipes and the girls have to wipe first.
How does that work?
Well, when they bring them back to their lair, they're like, here's these handy wipes, and they make sure that they see them wipe before they have sex.
Are they going in the back door or up
in
front?
The front?
No, all doors, all entrances.
That's a smart idea.
What? That's crazy. I've actually heard about that for gay guys and butt sex and stuff like
that.
But I just think that's really, as a woman, I would be kind of like, what? Like, of course I'm not going to sleep with you if it's not clean down there, you know?
But you know, some people, they're just so horny, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
You called me out.
And it's probably this guy's fetish too, isn't it? Where he's like, he wants to see the wiping and like that's
what's
turning
him on. It's about the testing.
Or the control, you know? And stuff like that. But I think that this is a joke, Fausto. I think that there is not a community of people that are out there exchanging pubic lice.
They say in their frequently asked questions that it's not a joke. This is not a prank. We are sincere about it.
Please. Who wants crabs?
Look at
these people do. They're literally bug chasers. Like they want to get those bugs on them.
No, come on, you fell. You're
like
so gullible.
Like what? Finches. Yeah, look at anything living on me that bites couldn't be. You know, couldn't be a good thing unless they don't bite. But it seems like what about old school? Here, have a cocktail. I made it for you. You know, the old school way of. Being interpersonal, like intramural sports.
Or like a handshake, why exchanging bugs and stuff like that. Did you get a lot of ticks up in Canada?
They don't have them. The cold weather kills them, I think.
Oh, I don't know, because I think they got a lot of bugs up there.
Like up north, because there's no spray or anything, they're huge. They're actually a little bit scary, because there's no control over them at all. So there's like pretty wild swarms, but that far north, like I had to pollinate my own flowers.
Is that a euphemism for masturbating?
When the bees were sleepy, I had to pollinate flowers myself.
Well, part of me thinks that you're serious.
You and your little three-way whiskers.
Well, you know, if you raise cucumbers or tomatoes hydroponically, you have to take like a electric toothbrush with the bristles removed and pollinate the flowers because there's no bees to pollinate them.
Really?
I know that you're just using that as an analogy for your weed.
Okay, moving on. So there was a guy. The police found 100 feral animals in a mobile home.
No.
So a 67-year-old man on suspicion of animal cruelty was arrested when police officers responded to a call after two vicious dogs were running loose at the address in Riverside County.
That's California, isn't it?
That's Cali.
Yep.
So when animal control officers arrived, packs of dogs were attacking each other, killing one of their own.
Oh, my God. It's
and
like Lord of the Flies.
About 70 dogs circled officers, threatening to attack, where the cops had to shoot them dead. And they went inside the man's trailer home and found over 308 cats and dogs, with animals living in cupboards, and 100 plastic trash bags filled with animal feces bodies had to be taken out.
Could have used the dog whisperer, hey? Yeah. Well, you should see the animals living under the freeway by our palatial estate here in Hollywood. I can tell you, they do a terrible job on my car windows and they bite my tires.
Really? Are you serious?
I'm talking about hobos.
Oh. I was like, those are ambitious little dogs.
I was actually staying with a friend in Echo Park, and I was walking. I was going back to his house. It was the middle of the day, and there was this pack of dogs, and I had to like be very careful about how I walked.
Yeah.
And I was just like planning. I was just like, okay, if they come, if I jump on top of the car, I can get up on top of the roof of the car, and if they come, I can be able to kick them down. It was like I had this all planned
you
out
had
in my
a plan
mind.
In your
and they
I
were.
So hear you.
You have to be prepared.
You've created all this drama for something that may never happen.
But it could have happened because I saw the look. That look on that dog's face was like, I am coming for you and I'm bringing all my bitches with me.
I love that you are in a state of preparedness.
No, I was a Cub Scout, you know?
I love that.
Well, what is it? You can't go for a walk to your local, you know, pharmacy or neighborhood bakery and get yourself a loaf of bread? You have to get in the car? What is this? What mad world do we live in?
It's a mad. Well, look, for anyone who's so cruel like that with animals, they're going to get their comeuppance. I said comeuppance. because they're going to be left to force with others. When they're in prison, the way that they expected those poor pets to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's got to be some mental illness and stuff like that. And I think they, in their mind, they probably think they're doing good. They're giving these animals a home. They're doing stuff. I don't know. People get so
wackadoodle. Do you ever get caught up in something like a collection or something like that, and you start accumulating, you covet, and then it turns into hoarding?
Well, I'm afraid that's going to happen with us and pandas. And I don't have anything about pandas. I really enjoyed, we got a, because, you know, we did the panda videos and somebody sent us a panda hat. It's really, really cute. But my fear was, the first thing when I saw it was that I'm going to become one of those people that, like, they buy stuff for. Like, people are just going to buy me pandas for the rest of my life and my whole house is going to be nothing but pandas.
You know what? Well, let's set the record straight right now then. You only want gifts high in retail value, expensive clothes. I would like some dresses. I'm a perfect size 5. How about you boys? What else would you like? Coffee?
Mark, do you want to give it? I like good coffee.
I love coffee.
I like gold.
I like
gold
money.
Gold is good.
I'm not a big fan of gold. I prefer cash money because gold I have to sell and stuff like
that.
Well,
you put it in the mail and I don't. Have you ever tried selling like a gold jewelry through the mail order thing, you know, and they melt it and they send you a check?
Look it. Does that seem sketchy?
It seems a little sketchy.
So totally sketchy.
There's no negotiation. There's no barter. There's no, hey, what about the diamond that was in the ring? Where's that diamond, you know?
It gets melted away.
It's all gone. But that's the quick cash. That's the modern day, what do you call when you're consignment store? Not a consignment store.
Pawn shop.
It's a modern-day pawn shop,
modern
you know?
Modern-day pawn shop. Mm-hmm. You get your fast money for a third of what it should have been.
And I bet you those things, too, it's probably part of that agreement where it's like, you can buy it back for this certain amount of money and stuff like that.
It's already been melted, though.
Mm-hmm. You can buy a brick.
Now, what is your economic... Obama's putting out his economic stimulus plan. And there was a certain amount of money that they were going to give for administrative costs, to reduce administrative costs, that would actually have saved more money to family control clinics.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was taken off the table. I believe that was $250
million. It would have saved $700 million in administrative costs for states that choose to provide birth control to poor people.
Isn't that crazy that was one of the ones that actually seemed like, and I'm doing, you know, douchebag fingers in the air, pork on the entire stimulus package. That one had to go, and there's other things, you know, thankfully they have things to support the arts.
Well, it's what's happening is it's illustrating these Republicans, how they're still thinking their old ways about like morals and values.
Well, did we really think that they were going to change? Did we have that idea?
We were hoping they were changed.
Well, you know what? You can hope a lot of things, but...
they have these time-honored traditions that it doesn't happen overnight. There's going to be transitional periods, so you'll get the next person in that's like a halfsie. You know, that is actually going to open up their ears and listen. And the next person in after that is, you know what I mean?
So what is Devin Green's economic stimulus plan? How are you going to stimulate us economically?
With money.
There's going to be a poll involved. There's going to be confetti and animal noises.
I think if you feel broke, just make sounds like a rooster or a monkey, and you'll feel better.
Now, what would you sell if you were down to your last fin? If you had
besides sex, as a kid, I used to sell lemonade.
Yes,
and you can always sell lemonade.
And now we're selling Feast of Fools T-shirts.
The canary in the coal mine are crazy.
Okay, I'm wearing mine right now. For $30, I would have paid much, much more for much, much less. I really would have. You look at, I come from a a mining town. I love the mines, and I love that. I love the coal. There's hardly any air down there in the mines. So it's like, it's like when I wear your T-shirt, it's like autoerotic asphyxiation. That's what it's like.
Well, I just want to tell people that the canary on the T-shirt is not dead. It's just dizzy.
It's a little dizzy.
You know what I'm saying? Got knocked out.
Bird. No.
Big Bird is dead.
Big Bird's dead. No, Big Bird was turned into a fabulous dress that Bjork likes to wear.
Can we talk about something a little bit more prudent, please?
Yes, what's that?
The person modeling your canary in the coal mine.
That's me.
That's me.
Oh, it is? Well, we're all going to have to go eye fuck it for a little while because it's excellent. You have a great chest, perfect for chest modeling.
Thank you.
That's a specialty.
Would you model my T-shirts?
Absolutely.
Oh, that would be swell. You can just hop over to devongreen.com. I want you to really hit your keyboard very hard. Just tap the crap out of it.
I'm actually doing it right now.
I do have a special, actually. If people buy your T-shirt and they send you a picture of themselves in it.
I'll call you.
And you'll call them.
I'll call them if their voicemail is busy. I'll send them a little special treat. It's cool because some of my favorite, like the ones that I wear, are you douchebags talking about how great I am? I gave myself a camel toe. Kudos me. And you know, I just want to see a little baby wearing. I was born with pubic hair.
No, you weren't.
I know you didn't see that.
You have a T-shirt that says that.
These are T-shirts that has Devin's actual lips on it, and then it has all like about a dozen of her all-time greatest hits catchphrases.
Yeah.
All in this. What is that font you guys are using there? It's like showbiz.
It's gaslights, you know?
Which one is the best-selling one?
I have porn mouth.
I have porn mouth sells the best. What is the worst-selling one?
Probably, they're all, you know what? People really like them.
all of them.
They're all selling well.
The ones that people forget about most are, you can't remember a thing when you have syphilis.
Yeah, I don't see, but that one, as my friend Kirthy said about my T-shirt, I had myself naked with my penis showing.
Nice.
It said, cock is cool. And she said, that shirt's very challenging to wear.
Oh, challenging.
We sell it for $80 on our website. Because I'm like, if you're going to see me naked, you're going to pay for it. But it's a T-shirt.
I think we have one left.
We have one of those left. They all sold. It's like,
oh, you sold out, didn't you?
And it's an unretouched naked picture of myself. There's no, like, this was made in the era before Photoshop.
Mm.
So all these things were done, like, we actually covered ourselves in paint.
Scars and all that kind of stuff.
All the fatness, all the ugly was
still
there.
So you would have to look at that. That's how it is. You know, hopefully people can develop and grow with you, because we're not all complete packages, or at least most.
Well, also, Devin, the photo was taken 13 years ago. So just to give people.
You haven't changed.
Or pretty much.
Trimmed down there.
Hey. I'm like.
Are you looking at it now? It's blurred out on the website.
It's blurred out on the website because I want people to pay for it if they want to see it. Show me the spam javelin. Is that on the up or the low end?
Say that again?
Show me the spam javelin. I think that would sell well. Or I'm a saucy booze hound.
Oh, saucy booze hound. That's probably number two. I love that. Look at, I pay for my own T-shirts to wear them.
Yeah, because you have to pay to get them made, right?
Yes. Yeah, but you know what? I end up buying like film equipment and stuff so I can continue doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite piece of film equipment you've bought with your T-shirts,
My Canon GL2 camera, because when I started doing the webcast, I was like, I'm not going to use my $15 webcam and just attach it. So we actually use a broadcast quality camera.
It looks fantastic. And you have this plasma screen behind you.
Well, yeah, because we have like, it's nice to have music or to talk, you know, to have a slideshow. And I have the wind blowing in my hair. And we had Nelson on last time. Nelson's been a good friend. Nelson Aspen, who's the number one entertainment reporter in Australia, England, and Ireland. He actually does, it's like the Good Morning Show for Australia.
He's Hollywood's insider and entertainment reporter and celebrity interviewer.
He's like a real entertainment guy. He's got lots of gossip, but it's all the positive stuff. It's nothing negative or destructive.
In his demo reel, he's pregnant and he's giving birth to a baby.
He's a funny, he goes all out, and he's talked to pretty much every celebrity. He's a really, really great guy.
I notice he has Botox on his forehead, though. That forehead does not move.
I would not know.
He says, his secrets are finally exposed, and you click on that, and it goes to a blank screen.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. It's loading up. Hollywood Insider. He has a book called Hollywood Insider Exposed. Secrets of the Stars and Showbiz.
Lots of juice. Would you two ever do a book?
I would do a
book. Absolutely.
About what?
About the life and times of the show. I think we'll do a memoir.
I think that's
someday.
What people would want to read.
That's what people would want
to read. The behind the scenes of things we don't talk about.
That we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot
big
of dirt.
Things. Drama, issues.
Yeah. We don't
really?
Talk about those things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
What kind of drama?
Well,
I'm not going to talk about it on the show because that's for the book. But it's you know, let's just say that there's identity and murder mystery.
People? Ooh, murder mystery.
Yes, and intrigue, suspense,
arson,
and a dark turn.
Mistaken identity.
Arson.
People who you thought who you knew
lies,
them and lies
stealing,
and deceit.
Money.
You know,
with the
stuff.
High and mighty and powerful of Hollywood, too.
I gotta tell you, the more people I meet, the more I like just a couple of people I know.
I've already got a title for it. It's going to be called Podcast Babylon.
Oh, that's funny. That's
I want to, you know, I still, my dream to come true is to go to one of those big hotshot Hollywood meetings mm-hmm. with Devin.
Yeah.
And me as my nurse, and I'm in a wheelchair as a plate, pretending to be a retarded, crippled gay person.
Yes.
Doing a crime show where we solve crimes.
That's not going anywhere.
I think it'll do really well.
I think it's good for a YouTube short.
No, I think it would be really good for like VH1.
Do you have a nurse? I'm betting Devin has a nurse's uniform.
Do you have
uniform.
A wheelchair?
I bet she has a nurse's uniform.
But you really need the wheelchair.
Access to what you speak of.
And the best thing, it could be like, I don't even have to like memorize lines. I could do like Stephen Hawking and just have the computer talking.
Just press a button and be like line one, line two. You could do that with YouTube.
I am wanting to know what were you doing on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at night?
I wonder who dresses him. Who has that job?
Devin, please scratch my nose. It is itchy for me. Devin, I want you to put your sweet vagine on my face.
What's wrong with you? Where did you go wrong? Huh? Do you need a hug?
I pooed in my diapers, Devin. Please change.
Oh my God, this is so wrong. You know, this would be a hit.
Like a
Stephen Hawking's and his nurse that solve crimes together.
I say you guys go for it.
It would be hot.
The brawn, hey?
Yeah.
Brains and brawn.
Yeah.
And Devin's would be the like karate kicking crime fight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'd be the drooling, like, brains, you know.
I could be the private eye that goes out and finds out information
for
you.
You're the best friend.
You have to rescue me.
That has you and Joel could play like a gay couple.
Yes. Yes. I'm the top.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Should we add a genre to this? Maybe do it like a Western.
It should be like a samurai.
Take place in Tucson, Arizona.
Kurosawa film. You know what I'm saying? With lots of like pan shots and swipe shots and star wipes and
shit that makes no sense. Only to you and me.
Do you know how to do like stage fighting, combat and stuff like that?
Well, as you well know, I'm a professional figure skater.
Mm-hmm. But can you do a convincing karate chop?
Oh, I can chop the shit. I can make you salad.
Because I know you cut through the bullshit and you cut through to the truth.
Look, at my tolerance level for garbage is at an all-time low.
Devin, do you ice skate regularly?
Not for the last year because I had a little bit of a back issue.
I'm so sorry, Kevin.
Oh. I guess I'm really just asking for one of your listeners to come over and give me a massage.
You would not do it. Your husband would go crazy.
So I'm sure somebody would.
Oil me up and slather me down.
Devin, I can give you a massage with my robot arm.
Are you healing up okay?
What would happen? Like, what if he was actually, you wouldn't know if he was dead or not. He had rigor mortis, and I'm like, oh, my God, why is he fingering me? That's what I'd say. Stephen Hawking, why are you fingering me?
Oh my God. This has to happen, you know that.
Well, Devin, we're trying to make some plans to come out to LA. You gonna be there in March?
At the end of March.
Each and every single day is completely different. So yeah. Hopefully we definitely, you know, that we would love more than anything. We would love to just hang out and see you. If you wanted to do some live podcast, maybe I have no problem if you wanted to use our camera. You know.
What I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to get hang out with you in Hollywood before the Scientologists take over your mind. Because Katie Holmes is like starting to look yellow or something.
Well, gosh, did you see her on the award show? What was your take on her dynamic, her spirit, if you will?
I think she's a broken woman.
Is that what it is?
It is. It's sort of like you married the guy, you had a baby with him, and then you realize, I married crazy.
I think she has that, like, Princess Di effect, because, like, Princess Di used to have a picture of, like, Prince Charles in her bedroom as a child, so she kind of, like, grew up with this image of who this person is, and she had the same, I guess she had a poster of Tom Cruise in her bedroom, so she has this idea of who this person is, and, you know, you just want to believe it.
Imagine if you married Pavel Novotny, the porn star, and he grows up to be a chain-smoking asshole who beats you.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
You know?
Well, you don't think that she's just being demure because she's being so analyzed?
You don't know what crazy shit's happening in
that. I'm not familiar. Homes. What did she say, though? I don't know what happened.
She was like going, please help me.
She gave out Best Actor award. So, oh gosh, if you... Hold on. When are the Academy Oscar Awards?
Those are end of February.
End of February.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what if you came out here for that?
Oh, that's not a possibility.
Oh, it's definitely not.
No, we might be doing it because that weekend I think we're gonna try and do a live show at Steamworks, the Gay Men's Bathhouse.
Oh my God, this is so loud. So it's gonna be February 22nd, 2009. The Oscars.
February 22nd. Oh,
so
okay.
Quickly, last but not least, who do you think is gonna win Best Picture? Or what film is going to win Best Picture? Because you've seen them all.
Have
yes,
you?
I have. Very.
The Devin Green Story.
Good assumption. Good assumption. Well, I would probably say, oh gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say probably Slumdog.
Slumdog for Best Picture.
Although my sensibilities are with, just because it's.
Don't you feel guilty about Proposition 8? Don't you think that Milk is going to win?
Well, if I was on the Academy and voting...
I thought you, like, all actors get, like, if you're SAG, Screen Actors Guild, you get a bot.
That's not how it works.
No?
No, that's not how it works. Only for the SAG awards, but there's people picked, to my understanding, every year for the Oscars.
Well,
cross-section.
If you win an Oscar, you get to vote.
Yeah.
Oprah's voting.
Like that. Did she win an Oscar?
I think she was nominated. I don't know if she won.
Yeah, maybe if you're even nominated, you get to vote.
Once you get in, it's like being on Star Trek.
Yeah,
once you're
forever.
In, you're in forever.
That's
you know?
You know what? That's what we need. We need stuff with residuals. We need stuff where we can just lay back and come up with movie ideas that'll never be cultivated or fulfilled.
I still want to do the Stephen Hawking and his nurse fighting crime, you know?
Possibilities, and you know the crimes they could be. Look at dirty word, cyber crimes. Okay.
The Stephen Hawking story.
Was it Nero Wolfe in a wheelchair?
See, if I played gay in a wheelchair, I would get an Emmy and an Oscar. And even though I'll be the first television program to get an Oscar.
Wasn't John Updike in a wheelchair?
Oh, he's dead now. The great American novelist. We forgot to talk about him.
Oh, rabbit this, rabbit that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remind people who may not be familiar with his novels, he was kind of like a novelist very popular in the 80s who came up with a lot of these sort of like melodrama, suburban sex scandals. And television shows like Desperate Housewives owe a lot to the writings of this guy. So if you like Desperate Housewives.
He won a Pulitzer Prize, but to my understanding, I think he also did Witches of Eastwick.
He did, but not the Witches of Breastwick, which is on which is on Showtime. Because those Witches of Breastwick, they're always in the jacuzzi, and they can never get their breasts clean enough or licked enough. That's all they do is they sit around and they lick these breasts for like 20 minutes. It's insane.
Is that some sort of animal instinct gene coming out?
I don't know what it is.
Like, where's my teats? Where's my teats? I'm gonna dig and burrow until I really find them, and then I'm gonna scruff them up.
Oh my god.
Oh, Devin, your mind is
what a beautiful. You are a beautiful mind. So, best actor. Who's gonna get the best actor? Joel Bryant.
Joel Bryant.
But well, he's not nominated, though.
Sean Penn's looking pretty good for that one, don't you think?
I'd say.
Best animated film versus WALL-E versus Kung Fu Panda. WALL-E's going to get it.
WALL-E's going to get it. But going back to best actor for a sec, who else was in that one?
They might give it to, I think they might
Frank
give it
Frangella
to.
From Nixon?
Yeah, but they might want to give it to the guy who died.
Well, that's best supporting actor.
Oh, he was a supporting actor.
May I ask you something for clarification purposes? Kate Winslet, she won as best supporting actress, and now she's in a different category. Best super actress for the same role.
Oh, really? From the SAG? They had it under different categories?
Ponderous, isn't it?
That's weird. I wonder how that happened.
How does that happen?
Well, I don't think anybody really pays attention to the SAG Awards, right?
Well, I do.
You know what? I think once they actually started becoming televised, then obviously people started noticing. But weren't they canceled? What was canceled? Foreign press or Hollywood? What was canceled?
I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? If we're not in it, who cares?
Right?
What celebrity, like what formerly famous celebrity would you like to see make a comeback? I would like to see Milo Pelucci.
Who's Milo Pelucci?
He was Soleil Moon Frye's brother, star of Punky Brewster, and he starred in Voyagers with a guy who died.
Very random.
Who would you like to see make a comeback?
Look, I like the old school ladies. Where are they now?
Where is Farrah Fawcett Majors?
Give me a dose of the Donna Mills.
Where is Donna Mills?
Where is she?
Where is she? Can we knock on her door?
Come and knock on her door.
See, the problem is, like, you write to the publicist of a lot of these celebrities. Mm-hmm. If they're not being paid by the celebrity, they won't even pass on the interview request.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that how that works? I wouldn't know.
You got to do the runaround around the MySpace, get them on the MySpace.
You try to get them through the MySpace, but then they have their assistant or their intern. And even though it would benefit the celebrity to get the publicity to come on the show, most of the times they go, "Ooh, it's new media. I don't understand that." And it really made when I was watching Confessions of a Teen Idol, it would impressed upon me that all the celebrities that they had on that show, only one of them had a MySpace page.
I couldn't believe it.
And if they don't have MySpace pages, imagine their backwards managers probably don't even have email accounts, and they do it for facts.
They probably don't even have a computer. They're probably, they're rolling off, one at a time, the headshots, and, taking them over on a cart and a buggy over to the
and a wheelbarrow.
listen, I would like to chit-chat. You have really great people who listen to your podcast. I have gotten to know some of them. So come talk to me on Facebook or just go to our website. When I say our, I mean Joel Bryant. Mm-hmm. So come to devingreen.com or have a look at some of the videos on YouTube or sign up on iTunes, because there's some things on iTunes that I haven't put up on YouTube, nor will I.
Oh, really? Why?
No, just to have
a reason?
An exclusive thing.
Well, your video podcast on iTunes is it was number one for a while. Now it's number two because that Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh,
the wine guy's back?
The wine guy. And, I wish the guy would invest in a lavalier microphone.
I know.
It would kill me.
I gotta tell you, I met Gary.
I met him too.
Oh yeah, at the podcast convention.
Yeah.
At the podcast. You know what? He seemed like a nice guy.
He was very nice.
And I said,
really
would it kill you to get a lavalier microphone? And he laughed. And he didn't answer my question.
Did he laugh at you?
No, he just went, ha, ha, ha.
He's high energy.
He's very like, he's like a ferret on a double espresso. You know what I'm saying? Just, it doesn't stop moving. He's like, blah, 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 and you're like, what? What? What?
We still have not used that microphone that we won.
Are you kidding? That's a great mic.
I know.
It's like, I used it, I masturbated with it.
No.
Are you scared of it?
I'm a little tantalized by it.
You know what I didn't know? People use things like microphones to enlarge in their holes in anticipation of a large tool.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Devin, Devin, I want to thank you for being on today's show.
You're not going anywhere. We got lots more.
Part two with Devin Green. Devin, you're fabulous. Let's see.
I adore you guys. Hoots and hollers.
I love you too. So the Stephen Hawking and his nurse solving crimes.
Yes.
See, look for that soon on Lifetime.
Yes, I'm going to look for a cape right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got it. But I would have wanted to like spend a good like 2 hours trying to convince a Hollywood director to finance this by the poolside.
Well, Devin will set up some meetings for us when we're out there, won't you, Devin?
Don't you worry about a thing. It's in my capable hands.
Devin, are you playing out anywhere? Are you doing some gigs?
Yeah, tonight Joel and I are up at the Ice House in Pasadena. We have a lot of private shows. I'm actually going to P-Town this year.
P-Town?
You are?
Maybe.
This
that
summer?
Sounds a little bit scatological. You know what I'm saying?
Does anything Charlotte. That comes out of my mouth sound otherwise?
It's just like a
so
town
to
named
Province
after Town,
eh? The big gay capital?
Oh, Province Town.
Yes.
Wow, that's maybe. Exciting. Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Maybe.
What month, maybe. It depends what happens.
Maybe.
What month would that be?
In the summertime.
Oh.
How romantic.
No other time to be there.
It's a summer town. Mm-hmm. It's a town that basically sleeps more most of the year, and then when the summer rolls around, it comes alive.
Yeah, it's a summer resort. Yeah, you know what? I've heard also, too, there's a lot of gay people that go there.
Even Rosie goes there.
So I think they'll like you.
Do you have a map scoping out where...
We're gays frolic.
Well, the gaydar, Google connected gaydar to the Google Maps, and so you can see all the pink where it is in the country.
They should come up with a gay Google Map.
This
like
is
that.
Why not? The internet was made. This is the best use of iPhones and Google Maps.
Well, the internet was made so geeky guys could get laid.
That's true.
That's pretty much what it is.
And for PayPal so the geeky guys could pay for it.
Yes.
And get paid, girl, for pay for me. Woo! So, Devin, check out Devin Green, devingreen.com, and check out her fabulous podcast on iTunes.
Oh,
it's not to be missed.
Super. That's super. You guys are always a delight. I can't wait for you to get here to Hollywood, California. We're going to have a great time together.
I'll take the picture of you pumping gas naked. Real women do not pump.
It'll be a blast.
I see. I'm going to have to grease up a little.
We'll put some Vaseline over you to give you that sort of hooker look.
Just put it over the lens. That's what I do.
No. We'll put it over your body to give you that shiny, sweaty look. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I do. Devin. And you have the best day ever. Don't change.
We will. We're going to go see Xanadu tonight. So we're going
to
be, we're
going to
gay it up. The musical. Well, thank you, Devin. It's been such a pleasure to always talk to you.
You two are the best. I adore you.
Oh, the feeling is definitely more than mutual.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere now.
We would make beautiful babies together. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Devin Green lives in Los Angeles. You can, of course, check her out, Devin Green, DevenGreen.com.
Remember, folks, today's show is brought to you in part by Steamworks, Gym, Sauna, and Baths.
Release the pressure! Saca la presión! Steamworks!
Steamworks is a comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, Washington, and now Vancouver, British Columbia.
Woo!
When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fools on the promo code field to get that special discount. Remember, people,
play hard, play smart.
Woo! And remember, we count on your financial contributions. your fabulous t-shirt purchases to get the show rolling along. Crazy don't come cheap.
It sure doesn't. So please make a donation via t-shirt today. I want to remind people too, if you comment on today's show, we have a special contest going on. So if you comment, you may be eligible to win fabulous prizes from the music company that produces this music that we're listening to now.
Astronauts of Antiquity.
So if you like this, you might be able to get some free merch. So
you may be getting the CD. You may be getting merchandise from the band, record label.
From the band itself. It might even be autographed. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe. So if you like this kind of music, comment on the show and enter.
They're really
to win.
Great. It's like they call themselves like so funk, yes. Futuristic, minimalist, right. Groovy stuff.
Right. And you have to have a profile to you can comment on any show without a profile. But
just make sure your email address connects to it.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
So I can contact you through that. I can just click on your icon and send you a message and be like, you won, send me your address.
And how do I do comment on a show? Well, you look at the entry of the show by clicking on the name, and on the bottom right-hand corner it says post a comment, or it says like 5, 12, 15 comments. Click on that, and on the bottom of the screen is a little form, and you type in and say, I love Devin Green, or I love Astronauts of Antiquity. Mm-hmm. Anything, really. We love to hear from you. Go to feastoffools.net and share your thoughts, hopes, and dreams. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Inside the world.